You know your chronic masturbator habits have gotten out of hand when the only thing that can get you off is your own hand. Have you noticed that when you get some action elsewhere, you can't climax? Or it just takes way more time than your overburdened partner is willing to put in? Seriously, if that blowjob goes on too long, we're going to conclude that you've got a seriously dysfunctional dick. And we'd be right. The first step towards recovery for an addicted stroker is probably not what you're expecting. In fact, it's going to feel like punishment. You're going to spend a weekend jerking off for 10 to 20 minutes each hour that you are awake. At first, you'll be in all your masturbatory glory and might even spread out a few past the penis calls to inspire you. But soon enough, your balls will be drained, your wrist will be sore, you won't be able to come. This is all good. It's all part of the recovery plan for chronic masturbation. The point is to make you sick of your own dick, and you'll be begging to stop this misery long before your 2 days of mandatory overindulgence are done. After this masturbatory frenzy, a week of complete abstinence ensues. If you fail or even ask meekly to shorten this brief period of restraint, you will have the period of chastity extended by 5 days, and you'll be required to experience a CBT session with me that will make it easy to avoid touching your cock unnecessarily. Yes, it will sting in the shower. The previous steps were intended to press your masturbation reset button. Now you're ready to have your new stroking habits designed and defined by me. I recommend several short calls or sexy testing sessions at first, and after that you would also have the option of email domination instructions. Just ask me about that if you're not familiar with it. You can anticipate a crazy ride for a month or two before you finally settle into a more normal stroke routine. A chronic masturbator needs this. This is Claire of SassyClassyPhoneSex.com.